Senate Majority Leader Russ Decker says the plan offered by Democrats reduces state spending and protects the people of Wisconsin.
It tightens the state belt, but it also means essential services for Wisconsin's hardworking families and businesses. It has a lower structural deficit than both the governor and the assembly.
But Senate Republican leader Scott Fitzgerald attacked the plan for eliminating tax incentives for businesses and including a hospital tax.
What we have is a $130 million tax increase on the employers of Wisconsin. This document has $416 million in tax increases on hospitals.
Fitzgerald says the plan is just setting up a long budget fight.
Today is not the beginning of solving this problem. This document, I think, just stakes out the position of the majority, which, quite frankly, has been in place for some time.
The Senate and Assembly have passed conflicting budget repair bills. The debate is expected to be taken to a conference committee before it's resolved. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.